Amen. Yeah, praise the Lord. The word about the incense altar is very up to date for us. And yesterday we heard in Revelation 8, the overcomers, the first fruits and the overcomers, what do they do after they were raptured to God? Many think they come there and they have nothing to do. They go on vacation or whatever. But Revelation 8 shows us that those who were raptured in chapter 7, that they serve God as priests. That is the task of those who were raptured. Revelation 8 shows everyone had this incense bowl, and it was filled with fire of the altar, and the angel poured it out on the earth. And there were thunders, blizzards, voices, and an earthquake. And the coming verses are the judgment over this earth. The seven trumpets. The judgment of God over this world, who initiated the judgment over this world. The beginning is in the prayer service of the saints. That's why the word says tells us in Revelation 8, the prayers, the incense, is the prayers of the saints. And as we heard yesterday, it is not just any kind of prayers. Yeah, in the outer court, we had this picture yesterday. In the outer court, you can also pray. Everywhere you can pray. That's not the problem. But there's a difference between the prayers outside in the outer court and the prayers in the Holy of Holies. There's a difference. Both is prayer. That's not the question. But inside, in the Holy of Holies, the prayers there at the golden incense altar is a special priestly service. And we know from the scripture that not everyone is qualified to do this service. Only those who God called to come forward and to serve as a priest. And for us today, we need this realization. We are priests in the house of God today. And our desire is to have this service, this priestly service, and to do it. Because that's what it depends from, if the Lord can judge this earth. Yeah, imagine what kind of an effect does the incense have? Yeah, if there is such who offer up this sweet aroma in the altar, in the Holy of Holies, yeah, then the judgment over this world will begin and the end will come. Isn't it really strong? So it has to do with the second coming of Christ. If there are such who serve at the incense altar, it depends on if there are such who do this service on the golden incense altar. And this small piece of wood there, it is really small compared to the altar outside in the outer court. It is very small. The incense altar is very small. It's not even half a meter. It's so small. The altar outside has 2.5 meters. It's 5 times as big. So the small incense altar is actually outwardly not a big, impressive piece of furniture. But it is directly before the presence of God. It is only separated by a cover from the Ark of Covenant, from the throne of grace. Only separated by this cover that we see here. But when the Lord died on the cross, the cover was torn. So there's no separation anymore between the golden incense altar and the Ark of Covenant. The cover is torn. So everyone who comes forward and serves there on the incense altar is directly in the presence of God, directly at the throne of grace. What a wonderful privilege. And not only at the second coming of Christ, this incense altar plays a role. Even at the first coming of the Lord, it's the same thing. Even also there, incense had to be offered up that the way of the Lord would be prepared. I'll read it about the parents of John the Baptist. John the Baptist was the forerunner of Christ. He came half a year before Christ, half a year older than Christ. He came before him. And how was his coming? How was his coming proclaimed? We can read it in Luke chapter 1. Luke chapter 1. There it says about Zacharias. In verse 8, it says, So it was that while he was serving as priest before God, isn't it wonderful? So it was that while he was serving as priest before God, and isn't it a strong expression, yeah? Imagine the Lord says that about all of us. Yeah, so it was while John was serving as priest, not when he went on vacation or this and that, many activities in the outer court, cleaning and whatever, which is fine, we have to do it, but at the beginning of John the Baptist, it says about his father, so it was that while he was serving as priest before God in the order of his division, our order of our division is always there today, yeah. But this was the old covenant. According to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense in verse 9 when he went into the temple of the Lord. So this lot fell on all of us today. Revelation 1 says, we made kings and priests. That is our lot. Or do you want another lot, a different lot? Which lot, which inheritance do you want to have in this world? Some nice racing cars? No? To have a good time and to have many things and to enjoy the world? Is it our lot? No, it's vanity. It is vanity. Our lot is much better. Our lot is to go into the temple of God to offer up incense. Yesterday night, I was downtown and I was longing to go back into the temple of God to offer up incense. I don't want to tell you what they do down there. Oh Lord. What a way that the Lord has given us. The lot fell on him to go into the temple of God and to offer up incense. So the incense is so important for God. It's not a small thing. Also, the altar is small, but it has a great effect. And the whole multitude of the people was praying outside at the hour of incense. So you see, there is some who pray outside and some who pray inside. There's outside and inside, as we saw in this picture. And the whole multitude of the people was praying outside at the hour of incense. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him. So to whom did the angel appear? To those outside or to those inside? Didn't they all pray? They all prayed. It is written here. But the angel of the Lord, Gabriel, he appeared in the holy place, in the Holy of Holies. where God speaks. An angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. You see, this is the place where God appears. If you want that the Lord appears to you, where do you have to go? To the soccer field, stadium? Do you think the Lord will appear to you in such a way? No. No. Then an angel of the Lord appeared to him, standing on the right side of the altar of incense. So if the Lord has to do something important in his eternal plan and purpose, he will not appear everywhere. No. I cannot say, oh, I do whatever I want. I live loosely here and there, an incense altar, I don't care. Then I cannot expect that the Lord will appear to me to show me his eternal plan and purpose, right? And he stood there at the right side of the altar of incense, and when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. But the angel said to him, "Do not be afraid, Zacharias, for your prayer is heard," and so on. And then the angel announces his son, John the Baptist. And John the Baptist also was a priest. But he was a little bit different than the others at his time. He prepared the way of the Lord. He prepared the way of Christ. So when at his first coming of Christ, the incense plays such a big role that even John the Baptist is announced in such a way. Don't you think today the same? Before his second coming, the Lord needs such who offer up incense, such who say, "Lord, teach me, show me how to do the service." And that's how it is written in Revelation 8, this service. Sorry, I'll need a short break. Yeah, and Luke 1, chapter, verse 6, you can see what kind of people Zacharias and Elizabeth were. They were righteous before God, both of them. That's the condition for priests, that they are allowed to go to enter in to serve God. They were righteous before God, and it shows what we heard yesterday night, how God puts his emphasis on the holiness, on right and on righteousness. Of course, no one of us is righteous in ourselves. But the question is, do we take the Lord as our righteousness? And do we pursue his holiness? Are we people who want to be like this, both righteous before God, and we're walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless? Wow. My goodness. No wonder the Lord appears to such people at the incense altar. It does mean we are perfect people who never make a mistake. Oh, we are perfect. No, that's not what it means. No one of us is perfect. Jonah, are you perfect? 100% blameless in all things. Who can say that? No one. But we have Christ, and we pursue him. We follow him. We want to be like him. We want to be holy as he is holy. Do we have this desire at least? Do we have this desire even though here and there we are not like that yet? But is it burning in our hearts to be like that? Or is it for us, okay, it just is as it is? At least in our hearts there must be such a burning. Lord, I pursue holiness. If we are such people, even if we are not perfect, the Lord will see our heart and will appear to us. Therefore, the appearing of the Lord is somehow connected to the incense altar. I cannot expect that I don't care about the incense, about offering up incense, and the Lord appears to me and reveals His purpose. I cannot expect that. How many times does the Lord appear to us when we pray? Not only for ourselves, but if we intercede for His purpose. When we pray together, it doesn't matter if at home or here in the prayers, if we all pray in the Spirit, we realize how the Lord shows us His purpose. But if I'm not interested in this service, then how can the Lord appear to me to show me what He wants to do? So it is so important. This place is a place of meeting. So that's why it is right next to the Ark of Covenant, the throne of grace, which is the throne of grace, and we shall come forward to it. That's why Hebrews 4 says, let us come forward boldly to the throne of grace. And the way there is over the golden incense altar. If we learn that service by the anointing, He will appear to us, the Lord will appear to us even more and show us what He wants to do, because we are right before the second coming of the Messiah. We're not at the first one anymore. The seven trumpets are right. They will come shortly. Yeah, you just go downtown Stuttgart and you will realize, yes, it's coming soon. So the Lord wants to raise such who really do this priestly service now. Lord, make me holy, righteous, blameless before You, that I can serve You acceptably in this service. That has to be our desire in these last days before the Lord comes back. Because the Lord was the one who showed us how this service at a golden incense altar looks like. He Himself went inside into the holy place, which is not made by man, but into the heavens themselves. That's where He went to intercede for us and for His people, that they would mature and that they would reach the goal. That was His service. In Romans 8:34, Romans 8:34, there is a hint how the Lord serves at this incense altar in the heavens. Who is he who condemns? It is Christ who died, and furthermore, is also risen, who is even at the right hand of God. And is it all? Oh, he's at the right hand of God and takes a break, sitting there on the throne, has nothing to do. Do you think the Lord has nothing to do there? Who also makes intercession for us. Our Lord Jesus Christ intercedes for us. Don't think He doesn't do anything there. The throne is at the incense altar. The two are connected. So how can the Lord sit there and not offer up incense? These two devices are connected. Oh, hallelujah. Where would we be if the Lord wouldn't intercede for us? I would not be here. Yonah maybe would be here. I would not be here. Yonah, where would you be? I would be far away. No one of us. But the Lord intercedes for us. He prayed for us. Oh, Lord, let His faith not end. Bring him through this testing. Strengthen him if he is in trouble. Didn't the Lord pray for us in such a way for me many times? Carry him in this trouble that he wouldn't give up, but go on. The Lord did that, and He doesn't just do it 1 hour in the prayers meeting. He has no prayers meeting. He prays all the time. Do you know why? Because the accuser also accuses all the time. He doesn't take a break. The accuser, do you think I take a break for 2 weeks? No, he doesn't take a break for 2 weeks. 24 hours he will accuse us. But the Lord says, who wants to condemn? Who wants to condemn? He, the Son of God, is even at the right hand of God, who also makes intercession for us. And what does he pray for, Jellicoe? What do you think? What is his prayer when the Lord serves at the incense altar? Lord, let Jake find a good job. Oh, let Robert find a good wife. Oh, Lord Jesus, isn't it his prayer? Is this his prayer? Sorry, is this his prayer? Hebrews 7:25 shows us what his prayer is and was. And actually this whole chapter talks about the high priest. And verse 25 in Hebrews 7 says, therefore he is also able to save to the uttermost those who come to God through him. Is that all? No, since he always lives to make intercession for them. So what does he intercede for? That we would be saved to the uttermost. That is his prayer. Oh Lord, save him to the uttermost. Save him to the uttermost. Yeah, he's reborn but not fully saved. Save Toby to the uttermost. Save his thoughts. They are vanity, Father. Save his thoughts, that he would reach the goal fully. Do you know God doesn't make 50%. Well, you know, we are all born by the Spirit, but are you fully saved already? Your soul 100%, all thoughts fully for God, the will fully for God, the emotions only for the Father? I don't know. I'm not. Therefore, I have to be saved even more. The Lord intercedes for us. That's his service. So if we learn to serve at the incense altar, let us also learn to intercede for all the saints. Lord, save the brothers and the saints to the uttermost. We pray for the burdens. It's not wrong. We bring the burdens to the Lord. But the main burden at the incense altar is that the will of God would be done. Not just that I find my key again or my this and that and the Lord helps me. That's fine, of course. But the goal is, Lord, save me to the uttermost. That I could enter into the kingdom. That's what it is about. If I'm not fully saved, then how can I rule with the Lord for 1,000 years? Is it possible? It is impossible. Therefore, he can save to the uttermost. And he always lives. That's what I appreciate so much with our high priest. He's not according to the order of Aaron. The order of Aaron has a problem. The high priest comes and serves for a while, and then he's dies, and then the next one comes, and he has to serve. And then the next comes, and the next comes. And if one of them is not good, then what does the people do? They have to wait until he dies, and then the next one comes, and hopefully he's a better one. That's the order of Aaron. But the Lord is not a priest according to the order of Aaron, but according to the order of Melchizedek. And what is his order? His order is he has no beginning, no end of days, no father, no mother, nothing. But he's a priest in eternity. And that's why it says he lives, he always lives. Oh, the Lord doesn't stop to pray for us even after such a long time. He still prays for us that we would be saved to the uttermost. He never stopped to pray that we would reach full maturity. Do we pray like this in such a way for the saints? Do you have faith for the saints that the Lord would fully save them? Let us offer up incense in such a way, Lord, save them to the uttermost. And the Lord gave us a wonderful helper to have such a prayer for one another, such a help. And also in Romans 8, in 26, likewise, the Spirit also helps in our weakness, in our weaknesses. Did you have this experience that if you want to offer up incense, you're very weak, you become very weak, death comes in, it's so difficult to break through, but we have the Spirit of sonship. For we do not know what we should pray for as we ought, but the Spirit Himself makes intercession for us with groanings which cannot be uttered. Isn't it wonderful? Sometimes we don't know what we shall pray. And you're groaning to the Lord. Oh, Father. This is a prayer that moves the heart. It's not just with the lips. Sometimes you can give a very prayer to the Lord with your lips, but if the heart is not groaning and doesn't want to have the will of the Father, then it's not incense. The Lord warned us, we shall not make many words like the nations who think they will be heard because of that. No. Our heart, it has to come from the heart with groanings which cannot be uttered, like the Spirit who helps us, who searches. Now he who searches the hearts, verse 27, knows what the mind of the Spirit is, because he makes intercession for the saints according to the will of God. And this is the service at the incense altar. He intercedes for the saints according to the will of God, according to His plan. His will is in focus. Don't you want to learn such a service according to God? And we have such a high priest. That's why Hebrews 4 says, we have such a high priest. So in this week, may we learn from Him to serve at His wonderful incense altar. Then the judgment will come soon. Amen. Yeah, we give you this new week. Thank you that you intercede for us before the Father, for all of us, that we would reach full maturity. That's what we also pray for us and for all of the saints. Save us to the uttermost. Yeah, Lord, save us to the uttermost. You're capable to save us to the uttermost. Thank you, Lord, you intercede for us according to the will of God. Teach us the prayer at the incense altar to intercede for one another. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We thank you, Lord, for your Spirit. Yeah, to do what you want from us. Yeah, your Spirit is capable to do it. Encourage us this week to spend time at the incense altar before you are in your presence. Yeah, praise the Father. Yeah, we want to pray unceasingly. Strengthen your whole holy priesthood on the whole earth. Oh Lord, to speak out your will before you, to know you and to experience your presence. Yeah, strengthen us all and really, yeah, prepare your whole priesthood that prayers would rise and blizzards would come on the earth. Yeah, guide us through your spirit into the reality. Bless all the priests. Hallelujah. Praise the Father. Praise the Father. Yeah, we stop and now we have lunch. Hope you can stay for more fellowship. And we see each other on Tuesday at the incense altar. Praise the Father. And on Zoom, the Lord be with your spirit. Amen. Leon.